It's another episode of This Week in Google Glass. This week, we're going to talk about XE9 just came out. I've actually got it on my glass. Luke doesn't have it on his glass. And then, of course, we're going to talk about what happened at TechCrunch Disrupt. A lot of things coming out with Google Glass, Zapier, and then, of course, Snapchat. Not saying that they're not going to be on Google Glass, but, you know, will they? They probably will. Whole bunch more. It is This Week in Google Glass. Hey everybody, Jeffrey Powers here from geekazine.com. Think magazine put into geek, you've got geekazine. And of course, Jeff over at twig.tv, T-W-I-G-G.tv. You can go there and get that as you can follow the bouncing finger. Here we go. And of course, as always, I have my cohort, Mr. Luke Wallace. Of course, we took last week off because it was a holiday. How was your holiday?
It was great. It was nice to have a little break from work. Yeah, very nice.
So you guys, you finished up your app that you couldn't talk about. So congratulations on that. Why don't you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, so basically I've been working on an app for quite some time. The app's named Uvu. That's O-O-V-O-O. It's a multi-party video chat app. So some people out there have heard of it. They've got lots of users, so... it was a little redesign that we basically helped them do. So, fun stuff and real positive reviews so far. People are excited about it. And it's always exciting to ship something that you've been working on.
Oh, yeah. And I've talked to the Uvu guys over at CES a few times during when we were there. So it's good to see that that somebody I know is actually working on a program such as Uvu. It's a great program, and I can't believe that's pretty cool that you get to work on it. So now,
yeah,
you're also going to be doing some speaking engagements on Glass. Why don't you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, so next month, October, is the annual Big Android Barbecue. So this is a kind of a fan conference. It's not hosted by Google. It's actually it was created by some people down in Austin that they wanted to basically have a big barbecue and invite all their friends and talk about Android because they all loved Android. And so they started this conference a few years ago, and I've spoken at it a couple of times, and this year I'm actually going to be speaking on Google Glass. So it should be good. If you happen to be there, look for me, come say hi. I'd love to meet some fans of the podcast or anything like that. And it should be good. It probably won't be a lot of information that people who, follow Glass real closely or listen to this podcast wouldn't already know. But, it maybe if you want to have some questions answered, face-to-face or maybe try them out, I'll have my Glass there and I'll be trying to let as many people as I can try it while still accomplishing a few things for myself. And should be fun.
Cool. I can't wait to see what happens. And maybe, let me know the dates on that, and maybe I'll come down in the next month and come to that event as press and maybe even cover it. So
yeah, I think it's the 11th through the 14th, but I don't remember. I know it's it's a Friday, Saturday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. I kind of starts with a pool party Thursday night, and then all day Friday and Saturday basically is conference stuff, and they have vendors from all over, lots of Android swag that you can buy, and like a real good barbecue. Should be really good this year, and so it's always a fun time. Lots of Android people there.
That's cool.
Well,
I don't know if you noticed this, but of course I've got my fourth pair of Google Glass back. Let me pause this for a second. As you were talking, I was flashing some of the pictures that I took around Madison this last weekend. But yes, my fourth pair of Google Glass has finally showed up, we had a little fun little conversation, and I did a big post up on Google Plus about this, and I had a couple people basically say, "Oh, you're a crybaby," blah 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 blah, and the reality is, I paid $1,633 for this. I also basically paid or spent a lot of money going to get this pair of glass when I can't get the customer support that I'm expecting from something that I've paid over $2,000 for, I will complain about it. It's as simple as that. In fact, and I was talking to Jennifer about this. You know, this pair of glass, if I wouldn't have paid for this pair of glass this summer, I would have had the money to go to actually TechCrunch Disrupt, which is one of my all-time favorite events to go to, because I get to meet up with startups. I get to interview people that have new ideas. I get to go to the hackathon, and I get to find out. And I would have, you know, I would have had an awesome time, but I didn't. I couldn't find the sponsors to get me there. And of course, the money that I usually get there, I usually use. I put into glass. So I have a little bit of right to complain about how the customer service was. But once I posted that up, I got one of the Google Glass support guys called me right up and said, "Oh, Google Glass is on its way. It'll be there in the next day or two. So please hold tight." And of course, the next day, got a knock on the door from UPS or FedEx or wherever. Yeah, I think it's UPS. And of course, my Google Glass. Now this one's a little different because this time I've done what's called the tape method, and I've taken a piece of packaging tape and put it over the button. It hasn't affected the button, and it keeps any type of perspiration coming out of there. Now, today, I helped build, our parents needed, they got a new patio, and of course, we have a little patio that goes from the door all the way to the concrete part of the patio, and of course, we had to build a ramp because my dad's coming home from the nursing home and of course, we need the ramp to get in there. So I was taking some pictures on there, but it was like 90 degrees by 9 o'clock in the morning. It was like, I'm not going to chance the fact that I'm going to sweat on this pair and bust them out. So I put them back in the car. But I did get a few pictures, and these are some of the pictures that you've been seeing. Around Madison, we had the Ironman competition. Of course, Ironman, they swim, they bike, they run. And of course, in Madison, Wisconsin, you have two big lakes to swim on, a lot of places to bike on, and a lot of fun to run, a lot of places to run. So I went up on the Capitol and not only took some pictures of the Capitol Square from the Capitol Rotunda, because you can go up into the observatory area and actually take pictures from there, but I also took a whole bunch of pictures of around Madison and Ironman. And then, of course, the deck, which I'll show you a little bit later as we go from there. So anyway, any pictures that you got there, Luke?
I got some pictures last weekend during Labor Day. Went out to the Gaylord Texan. It's a kind of a resort hotel. It's all indoors, so it's great for Texas to take people to. So it never gets too hot. I got some pictures out there. They have kind of a little river walk area and a bunch of little streams kind of running through the hotel and things. And I posted a bunch of pictures up on my Google Plus, and they're in my Through Glass album if you're interested, if anybody's interested in looking at them. So that album continues to grow with just interesting places I've been and all the pictures I've taken through Glass.
Yeah. And hold on a second here. Having a small little technical difficulty, and I'll post them up. I'll show some of the pictures as we go, and go from there. I think we had a small little quirk in the audio, so I apologize for that. If you're listening over on, of course, Stitcher or iTunes, thank you very much for listening to the audio. Of course, the video up on YouTube over at youtube.com/geekazine or at twig.tv, twigg.tv. All right, let's get into the news for this week, and we're going to start with the fact that we got an upgrade, apparently today, in XE9. Why don't you tell us a little bit about XE9, Luke?
So, just came out today, so this is, you know, breaking news on Google Glass. You know,
dun, dun, dun!
They added some new features, so every month, basically a little background on this, the Google Glass team is working to add new features. The system version has this, version name, basically XE, and then I forget if it launched with four or five, but basically every month
started
they're
with four.
Upgrading
yeah.
that.
Yeah.
And then adding more to it. And so this is now XE9. So you've gotten four or five updates since it launched. And some of the updates this time are YouTube videos in results. They said sometimes. I didn't clarify exactly when, but I guess whenever they decide that's a good thing. So you'll be able to watch YouTube videos on your glass when it relates to a search result. They also added sound search a lot easier. So it's kind of that Shazam thing. There's actually a Google Play widget you can get on your Android phone that lets you do, you know, listens to the song and then tells you what song it is. So you can go buy it. Now they've got that added into Glass.
So SoundCloud or what was the name of that app?
Shazam,
that's it. Yeah.
Yeah. So, I haven't like Jeff said, I haven't gotten the update, so I haven't tried it out. But in theory, you can basically just kind of long press on the side and say, you know, what's this song, and it'll or swipe forward and it'll start listening and tell you what the song is that is playing. So that could be useful if, you know, you're in the car and you've got it and you're just like, hey, what's this song? You know, like, because you kind of flip the station and you're in the middle of the song and,
it's
late at night and they don't do all the identifications on it and stuff. So
yeah,
could be very nice for doing that kind of hands-free or, real quick. You don't want to get out your phone, unlock it,
yeah.
Do all that.
We could try.
The other big feature they added was the picture taking of, after you take a picture, you can actually, and again, you'll have to try this, Jeff, and let me know how it goes, of taking a picture, and then you can actually make it a vignette, and it will superimpose the part of glass, like what you see on glass on top of your picture, kind of in the location, you know, in that upper right corner where you'd see glass. And they showed some examples, and they said it was really cool, but I'm not seeing the value in it. So I'm sure there's some funny jokes, and it can probably help give people the idea of what it's actually like to use glass in a picture a lot better than having to do the Photoshop yourself of taking a screenshot of what you see on glass, taking a picture, and then combining the two. Kind of lets you do that all manually, or, you know, all automatically by glass.
Okay. So. Yeah, I'm trying to
try it out.
Yeah, I'm trying to play with it, but I don't see how the vignettes work just yet. So I'll probably have to read up a little bit more on that. So let's see if we can get the sound search here. So it basically says this does exactly on YouTube. So let me read this really quick. You long press on the touchpad and simply ask, what song is this? So let's do that. What song is this? Okay, and then it's listening for music. La 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 la.
I don't think it works with humming. I think it has to be able to match it to the actual recording. So.
Yeah, and it says no song recognized. So
apparently that wasn't exactly identical to a recorded version of any song.
Well, it has. Yeah. I started singing a Beatles tune, but then I thought to myself, yeah, that might cause copyright issues. So let's just leave it at that. So, but yeah, no, you just basically hold it down and it just basically says, okay, Glass, Google, ask a question. And so, what song is this? And then that's what goes into there. So, and it's listening for music and go from there. So that's basically how that works. It looks pretty cool. So it definitely is going to replace that Shazam app, which was never on Glass to begin with. So we've got a Shazam app. And, of course, I'm guessing that'll also happen. You know, what movie is this? What TV show is this? Who is this actor? You know, I tell Jennifer that. We were actually just watching the Paul Rudd movie, Our Idiot Brother. And and I go, who's that actress? I know her. And she looked it up. She's pretty good at knowing these names. So it's just like, okay. So I always ask her. So I don't need Glass for that. All right. So that's XE9. If you want to read more on that, we've got the link in the show notes. And we'll go from there. Let's move on. Of course, like I said, TechCrunch Disrupt, one of the biggest events that I really enjoy. And like I said, I didn't get to go to this year. Really disappointed about it. But I know that there were going to be some Glass apps that came out. And that is true because there is a Glass app called Glashen for fashion items on the go. And this is the article right here. So basically the app, which can be downloaded, Glashen allows you to snap a photo of a fashion item you see on a bypasser or in a store, and then the app queries a shop-style API for similar matches. So if you see a dress that you really want, or I really want, or whatever, I can hopefully use Glashen to find out where I can buy that pair of shoes or dress or whatever. So is this going to change the way that you think of wardrobes, Luke?
Probably not, because I think, what is a T-shirt I can wear, and then which pair of jeans do I wear? So for me, it's probably not going to change much, but I can definitely see that idea of, you know, you see something or you're kind of at a store and you want to do comparison shopping, and, you know, you really want to basically say, take this thing I'm looking at, do an image search on it, figure out what it is, and then tell me either more about it, or, you know, I want to know kind of competing prices on it, or what looks good with this, or, you know, like, what else is in this line? Do they have this in other colors? And all those kinds of things. You know, maybe you're at the store and, you know, they have it in one color, but you could, you know, you try it on and you're like, hey, I like how this fits. You know, this, I like how the shirt looks, or whatever. But I wonder if they have any other styles. And then you know, look it up and you're like, oh, wait, I can order, you know, these two other colors of this exact same shirt. Like, yeah, let me just do that right now instead of having to go home and do all this research and try to, you know, look it up, the, you know, stuff like that. You know, and that's not real hard to do on your phone, but it's, you know, it's a few more seconds, and it's just that kind of that friction you've got of having to get out your device and then, well, what do I search on? Yeah. And, you know.
Well, here's one thing that I was thinking about, and this comes from my brother. He works at a local grocery store here in Madison area. And he talks about how people every now and then will go to other grocery stores for price checks. And at one point they were pulling out phones and people were and employees were coming up to him and saying, hey, you can't pull out the phone. We know what you're doing. You're price checking. Get out of the store. But, you know, what if they had a pair of Google Glass? You know, you could literally give somebody a pair of Google Glass and say, OK, go into a store and take a picture of this, this, or this. In fact, there's an app on iOS and Android that, I'm subscribed to it, but I can't remember the name right offhand, but basically tells you, okay, there's something that's happening on the intersection in this area in Madison. Go there and we'll actually pay you to take a couple pictures of it and then come back. And this is an app that's been around for a few years now. And like I said, the name is escaping me right now. You just basically get paid like $2-3 to take a picture of, you know, if they're doing construction, and then they put it into their database. Hey, construction is happening here at this point in time. So it's actually pretty cool. I can't wait for Glass to have that type of interaction. But getting back to this app here, I think it's a great app. I don't know if it'll work that much for me or for you, since we just say, ooh, cool shirt. But on the other hand, maybe we're watching an episode of Big Bang Theory, and Sheldon comes out with a brand new T-shirt, and we go, "Ooh, I want that shirt." So, you know, you take a picture, and then send it off, and find out where you can get that shirt.
Yeah, that's a really neat idea.
So, but that seems to be the only one that came out of TechCrunch. Did you hear of any other hacks for Google Glass?
I don't know. I heard some stories about Disrupt. There were some bad articles that came out of it about some stuff that went on, but I don't remember hearing anything else about Google Glass.
Yeah,
so, I'm sure there were. I hate to. I'm not, if somebody out there wrote something and they're like, I wrote something and no one noticed, it's like, hey, send it in to us. Tell us. You know, we'd love to hear about it directly from you. We can maybe have you on the show and you can. We can do an interview and talk to you about it, you know. So
exactly, I've been to the hackathon, and I'll tell you, this is what happens at a hackathon. Everybody gets into groups. Some people just show up all by themselves. Come in, they pay like $2,500, and then they get in with a group of other people, and then they develop an app, whether it be a web-based app, an iOS-based app, or a hardware fix or something like that. There's several different prizes, you know, from the different sponsors that you can win. And some of these apps are pretty ingenious. Like last year, there was one where, you know how you get those little discs when you were waiting for your table? They had an app that actually just used your phone to turn that into the disc. And then, of course, that vibrated when your table was ready. So this year, they expanded it. Last 2 years ago when I went, it was like 120 different hacks. And last year, about 150. But this year, they hit over 250 hacks that went on during the hackathon. And, of course, two of them were very controversial, especially in a year where we had one of my good friends get in trouble and actually get fired because of the fact that she reported on other people that were basically saying penis jokes, or what she thought was a penis joke. Whether it happened or not, that's beside the point. But we're in a high DEFCON 3 type society, and here's these guys up on stage taking the time on AOL's internet channel and doing these apps that really are questionable for TechCrunch. So they really need to get a panel that sits there and goes, okay, your app, you're going to get up on stage and show your app. Your app, no, there's no way that you're going to get up on a national audience and watch that. Because there were like 60,000 people watching that show when I called it up a couple times in the afternoon. Man. So, and they've got to think about that now, because this isn't hey, this happened and here's what came out of it. This is happening now and we all got to watch it. And a lot of people are watching it, especially those angel investors, and they don't like that type of stuff.
Oh yeah.
So, but
speaking of hacks, wasn't one of our other stories about
that is true. I went a little bit long on that. I apologize. But the first article we had over at TechCrunch to screw up. This article we have over at Huffington Post. The CEO of Snapchat actually got on and talked. I don't know. Was Michael Arrington at the event this year? He got up on stage and talked about Snapchat. And basically he said, hey, we're not thinking of a Google Glass Snapchat app just yet. Doesn't mean that it's not going to happen, but the possibility of it happening right now, probably not that great. So what are your thoughts? Did you read more of this article? What else did he talk about in the article there?
So I think it was a lot of what we've seen before about just how he's worried about, the privacy issues and just kind of worried about what kind of pictures people are going to be taking with glass. Are they going to be taking, secretive pictures that people don't want them to take? And so I think he was just concerned about that. And so he basically said, you kind of feel like you have a gun pointed at you, and that doesn't fit into the Snapchat experience and certainly doesn't make Snapchatters feel comfortable.
Yeah.
So that's not something we're willing to explore right now.
Yeah. But on the other hand, he said, okay, but we're going to be doing a Samsung Galaxy Watch app for Snapchat.
Yeah. So I think that's because it's a view only. And so he's saying that they want people to be able to see stuff on Snapchat as quickly as possible. But they're more concerned about people Snapchatting pictures using Google Glass. So, now does that make a ton of sense? Because you can also use Glass to look at pictures. And it's like, well, how about you add in the part where I can look at them on Glass? And then you could always make it where you don't want people taking them with Snapchat or, using the pictures for Snapchat. But you could at least see them on Snapchat. And so... like we've said on a lot of other things, like it's very early in the life cycle of Google Glass, so it's not even technically out yet. So you may not have a pair and not really know what it's like and what it's like to be around people that have them. So You know, it could change.
Yeah, definitely. And well, it depends on what happens with Google Glass. Once it comes out, they might answer all the questions, and then Evan Spiegel just basically goes, okay, we can put Snapchat on here. But we'll see what happens. Yeah. So, in the meantime, if you want to read more on that, go over to HuffingtonPost.com. Last article of the day, we're going to talk about, we've been debating the name of this. I call it Zapier, and you call it Zapier. Right?
Yeah.
But basically, they're helping with Google Glass by giving more than 200 web services to you. And I'm not exactly sure of how that works, but they've got a whole bunch of third-party apps. So Zapier is looking to help, so you can, I'm guessing, so you can develop those apps. The Google Glass, you can receive notifications similar to like an IFTTT. Is that how you pronounce that?
Yeah, if this, then that.
Yeah. So you'll be able to do a few other things. And if you get something from Glass, you can port it over to Twitter or Evernote or your Dropbox or something like that. So,
yeah, it's kind of a macro. Thinking back to kind of old school computer terms of, you know, you can set up a keystroke to do a bunch of commands instead of having to type them out every time. It's the same kind of thing, and that's how they compared it to if this, then that.
Yeah,
which basically connects a bunch of different APIs together with really simple rules. So.
Okay.
When I tweet, post on my Facebook, that kind of thing. And so what they've done is they've added in Google Glass to that. So you can say, oh, if I am tagged in a picture on Facebook, send that to Google Glass. You know, or they could do things like that. Basically, they're just kind of connecting it. And you set up what the macro is. And so it's not something real smart, but you could make it where when you send it from Google Glass to Zapier, I'll say, you could have it automatically put it in your Dropbox, or you could have it automatically posted on this other site or something. And so it kind of opens up the world a little bit. And, you know, for apps that may not have a Glass app, they might have an API that Zapier integrates with. And so you can kind of integrate with Google Glass that way.
Okay. Well, that's cool. If you want to read more on it, go over to thenextweb.com, especially if you're a developer. That's a great way for you to possibly get your information back and forth and go from there. So that does bring us to the end of the show. We got lots of great articles there. I'm glad that we're really pushing forward with Google Glass. Of course, if you want to find out everything about the show, go over to twig.tv, TWIGG.TV, or thisweekingoogleglass.com. Either way, we'll get you there. I'll pull up the website really quick. And, of course, we have two weeks ago podcast on there. So go over there and subscribe and get on the iTunes and go from there. My name is Jeff, Jeffrey Powers from Geekazine. You can find me at Jeff at twig.tv. And Luke?
Yeah, I'm Luke Luca on Twitter. That's LukeLuca. Or you can find me on Google Plus, Luke at twig.tv, that's TWIGG.TV. And all our contact information is there. We'd love to hear from you. And yeah, if you've written an app for Glass, or maybe you just found something really cool on Zapier or something else where you wanted to, you were able to connect something up and do something, you know, kind of interesting with it, let us know. We'd love to hear about kind of what you figured out and promote you on the show.
All right. Well, thanks a lot, Luke, for the show. And we will see you next week on This Week in Google Glass. Luke, my name is Jeffrey Powers. Thanks a lot for watching, and take care.